The Public News Service Daily Newscast for October the 20th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. In this election cycle, a new poll indicates women's voices matter more than ever.
Kelsey Bergfeld is director of Advocates for Ohio's Future, which partnered with the Ohio Poverty Law Center to launch the Ohio ARPA Tracker. She explains it will help Ohioans to better understand the policy priorities and decisions elected officials are making, and opportunities for advocacy for the dollars that remain.
We've seen dollars go toward the pediatric hospitals. We've seen dollars be invested into state parks and trails and recreation, water and sewer projects. We saw a large allocation go to our Appalachian region.
The biggest chunk of state fiscal recovery dollars, nearly $1.5 billion, have been used to replenish the Ohio Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund. And Bergfeld notes, there's about $2 billion remaining in state fiscal recovery dollars that have flexible uses. Mary Sherman reporting.
This story produced with original reporting from Roxy Zal for Ms. Magazine. And understanding the rules about elections can be confusing for anyone, but for immigrants who are eligible to vote, the process can be unnerving.
Despite being U.S. citizens, they fear they'll make a mistake, and some struggle to believe they truly have the right to vote, especially if they've experienced political persecution in their home country. Reza Jalali heads the Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center and is a refugee himself who arrived in Portland from Iran some 35 years ago. He says the desire among immigrants to vote is very high.
To them also, it's one way of, again, proving to themselves and others that they are Americans, that they're gaining a sense of ownership in the community.
Jalali will share those sentiments tonight when the Immigrant Welcome Center hosts an informational event on the democratic process with Secretary of State Shenna Bellows. It begins at 5 p.m. at the Jewish Community Alliance in Portland. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Mainers can register to vote and cast their ballot on the same day, even Election Day. Now from CNN, a Wisconsin taxpayers group has asked the Supreme Court to step in on an emergency basis, and temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program from taking effect. CNN notes that student loan cancellation worth up to $20,000 per eligible borrower could begin as soon as Sunday if the court does not intervene. That's according to the filing from the Brown County Taxpayers Association. The White House did not respond to a request for comment on the group's request. A federal judge in Wisconsin earlier this month dismissed the Taxpayers Association lawsuit challenging the program, ruling that the group did not have legal standing to block the plan. This is PNS. Now to North Carolina, where two sisters running a small vegetable farm say they're struggling to keep their business profitable in a changing climate.
According to a report from the Environmental Working Group, insurance payments to farmers for crop losses from extreme droughts and flooding have nearly tripled since the mid-1990s. Michelle Wright owns and operates an 11-acre farm with her sister Brielle. Wright says weather patterns in eastern North Carolina are increasingly unpredictable.
Looking at changes in the soil, when you don't have enough rain, it has an impact just as much as having too much rain. If there's too much cold weather, it can kill your crops.
More Black farmers now say climate change is posing financial challenges to their businesses. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
And what is it like to walk a mile in another person's shoes? It isn't always easy to imagine. But one nonprofit group in Indiana is doing what it can to help broaden people's horizons in Lake County.
The Legacy Foundation has been engaging the community with an old-fashioned form of shared experience, the Book Talk. Over the course of 2021, the Conscious Conversations program brought monthly public book discussions to Northwest Indiana. Each month, a different book was selected, and Miranda Inquist with the Legacy Foundation says the goal is to raise awareness about inequity in the community.
All of the books focused on Black America and really helped individuals identify some racial injustices within our own communities. The whole goal was really to utilize these stories as a guide to work towards a more equitable and inclusive Lake County, Indiana.
Inquist says if you'd like to start your own discussion group, resources are available, including free copies of selected books. Brett Pivato reporting.
Finally, Roz Brown lets us know across the board, Texans say they'd be healthier if the state put more resources, including money, toward non-medical factors for their well-being, That's according to a new survey.
The Episcopal Health Foundation found that 65% of residents think Texas should do more to address the social determinants of health, also referred to as non-medical drivers. President and CEO Ann Barnes says those include access to healthy foods, quality education, being employed, adequate transportation, social networks, and safe neighborhoods.
Texans are recognizing that these are important. If the goal is health, we should have our state and our insurers covering strategies that address those social, economic, and environmental needs.
Additional survey results show Texans also want health insurance providers, doctors, and clinics to take more steps to play a larger role in health. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on radio stations big and small. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.